tried, every nursing home within like 40 minutes away from us, we tried absolutely everything. Me and my family are all working together to try and get him a nursing home, because we know the hospital isn't a long-term place, and we've been trying. They either all fall off or they can't take him due to his dementia.
What about further afield in different counties? Is that an option?
He'd be left all on his own. He'd be sort of left on his own. We all have families. We all have kids. And I can't be travelling 2 or 3 hours to see him. He won't get the benefits that we're giving him now. He needs family around him. He does forget about us even now. Imagine if he was 2 or 3 hours away.
That must be very hard on your family and yourself, Roxanne.
It's really hard. Even going up seeing him, I do go up every day to see him, and he doesn't even know who I am half the time. But the going up there is a bonus for us. And if he would like to Galway, like they recommended yesterday at the meeting, we would never see him.
What else was said at that meeting? Did they give you any hope in terms of moving him out?
I wasn't at the meeting. There was my mum and two or three other family members, but what I got told, there was no hope at the meeting. And I'm we're all fighting for him, but we're not getting nothing out of it. And my mum did say it before she went to the meeting, that she doesn't think they're going to be a good outcome. It wasn't a good outcome.
Have you lost hope entirely, Roxanne, at this point? I know that you've set up a petition, though.
I haven't lost hope altogether. The people around here know my granddad is a good man. He works for 40-odd years. He helps so many people. I haven't lost hope. There's still hope there, but not a lot of hope.
You have set up a petition, Roxanne.
Yeah, I done that this morning to try and get people to sign it so we can bring it back to the hospital and we can say this is how many people sign it to give us to try and get him removed out of the hospital and into a nursing home, or try and get him his own room with a bathroom.
And how can people sign that petition?
They can find it on Facebook. It's on my Facebook. My Facebook name is Roxy Downey, and it's public for anyone to sign.
And Roxanne, have you contacted any local representatives regarding this?
I have contacted a few TDs. They say they will get back to me, but nothing. I'm still hope that they will. They're so busy. I only contacted them last week, and they have more jobs than to do with me, you know what I mean? They have their own wee thing they have to do, but I'm hopeful they would get what I want done for my grandfather.